I want to play for you before I took all the calls. I'm a little bit surprised. We had about 20 calls, three of which said he should be there from Trump supporters only. Before we began taking calls, I made a guess as to how they would go. Here's what I recorded my guess. I predict, hi, it's Hugh. Before I started taking calls, I predict this, that supporters of Donald Trump will tell us, I think almost to the person, that it doesn't matter that he's skipping and that he made the right decision. That's my prediction. I'm recording it before the calls. Okay, now I was right, because I'm always right. And that's just it's actually factual. It's in Webster's. If you look up Hugh Hewitt, always right. And isn't that true, Dwayne? Always right?
No comment.
No. What was the percentage of callers? We did not screen them. We took them as they call. How many of them said
he should
be on? That's
not the question you asked. The question you asked is, are you always right?
I changed the question. I'm changing the question now. I know I'm sometimes wrong about sports. I am wondering whether or not you were surprised by the Trumpists.
No.
Boy, they hate Christie. The Christiest are in the minority.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the Trump people know Chris Christie's deal. The reason he's on that stage is he's the Colonel Jessup. He's if you don't like Trump, you want Christie on that debate stage. You need Chris Christie on that debate stage. He's got one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to prosecute the case against Trump.
I got another prediction for you. He's got. You ever see the mob movies where they got a list of people to knock off?
Oh, he's got a fallback.
He's got a fallback. I know who his fallback is.
I know who his
fallback is. I guess. I don't know. I'm guessing who his fallback is.
I am too. But I'll tell you, he smells blood in the water, and you know whose blood it is right now is Vivek.
Right.
He's going to go after Vivek hard tonight.
Yeah. There's going to come a moment. He's going to leave Ron DeSantis alone. And by the way, who else is coming for Vivek tonight? Nikki Haley.
Oh, Nikki Haley's going to come for Vivek.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if Mike Pence didn't come at him because of the Israel stuff.
Yeah, I just think tonight is going to be interesting because the former president is not there to suck up all the air. And therefore, the free electrons that are the seven people not named DeSantis.
The quote perception, the media bubble perception is that Vivek is on the ascendancy and that DeSantis is on the descendancy. Now, I disagree with that, but that's what the perception is. And so you're going to have everybody on that stage thinking, here comes Vivek as the upstart.
I actually think there may be a trap door underneath him.
I think they're going to come at him tonight.
Do you think there is we want you to stand right here, Vivek.
Yeah.
Right. Don't move.
Yeah.
Because at some point we're going to hit the spring and you're going to just disappear.
Yeah. I'm thinking it could be an interesting night.
I didn't say that.
Yes. Yes.
So, look. Tonight, here are the rules at 11 o'clock. You got to have a tie on.
I will have a tie on.
You can't interrupt unless I call on you.
Okay, what? So like that's different than normal operations, how?
And you have to change the light in the room.
I'm going to be in the talk studio, so I'll be in the other room.
All right, good. Are you going to put anything behind it to make it not as ugly as this?
You've seen that studio once or twice. It does look different.
There's a room of props right there.
I'm going to be in that room.
No, but I mean across the hall from you is
yes.
A room of props.
Your props?
Yes, like brown stuff. Can you put some, it's
no,
called dressing
because,
the set.
Because I wouldn't watch brown stuff with your eyes.
Well, I want you to dress the set, please.
I will dress the set.
And, okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know. We will be back at 11 p.m. on the Salem News Channel. Enjoy the debate, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, we'll hear from everyone with their preconceived ideas of what happened, and then I'll tell you what really happened. Stay into the Salem News Channel starting at 8 p.m. tonight on Andrew Wilco. Throughout the entire evening, we'll be here. Thank you for listening. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Talk to you later.
You absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
my son was saying, Mom, why are you paying so much for this? The supplement store has the exact same thing. And I said, no, they don't. You know, because he was telling me that they have similar products as Balance of Nature. But then when he came over to my house and he looked at the label of the Balance of Nature about all the, you know, ingredients and everything, he realized, oh, yeah, this is a superior quality, superior product.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code HUGH.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 8 White House hopefuls will share the stage for tonight's first GOP presidential primary debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With former President Trump skipping the debate, Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage in Milwaukee, flanked by Mike Pence and Nikki Haley. The RNC says Chris Christie and Tim Scott will be in the number 5 and 6 positions, with Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum standing on the wings. Fox News moderators have said topics will include the war in Ukraine and abortion.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton hopes for questions on how the candidates would keep America safe.
Senator Cotton notes the next president will be in office until January of 2029.
Which means he's going to be president for the 4 years in which China is most likely to go for the jugular in Taiwan.
And here at home.
The crime wave we have in our streets and the chaos at our border and developing their concrete, specific, and actionable plans to stop that chaos.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network keeping Americans safe is the president's most important responsibility. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities in Hawaii seek the DNA of those who have relatives listed as missing following the wildfires.
Authorities say just 104 families have given DNA samples to the Family Assistance Center, and authorities say that's going to hinder efforts to identify any remains recovered from the ashes. Some 1,000 to 1,100 names remain on the FBI's unconfirmed list of people unaccounted for after wildfires destroy the community of Lahaina. Maui prosecuting attorney Andrew Martin, who is running the center, says the number of family members coming in to provide DNA samples is a lot lower than in other major disasters around the country. I'm Donna Warder.
As of this morning, India becomes the latest country to land on the moon, Haiti and the Dominican Republic being lashed by Tropical Storm Franklin. Townhall.com.
In theaters Friday.
I'm one of the best hitters you're ever going to see.
The true inspirational story about family and faith. Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill.
They said he will never walk and he ran. How many miracles do you need?
Starring Dennis Quaid.
You can't play baseball. God's going to give you a higher calling.
You seen this? Major league tryouts.
You're going to paralyze him.
It's all stacked against me.
The Hill.
I cannot do this alone.
Rated PG. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. My name is Jason Hansen. I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. No joy in Mudville, or in this case, Henderson, as the dream of a Little League World Series for the Henderson team All-Stars has come to an end. They were eliminated by the Southeast Region champion from Nolensville, Tennessee yesterday, 2-1. Henderson, just the second team in Nevada history to qualify for the Little League World Series following Mountain Ridge. The Mountain Ridge Little League team did it back in 2014. WNBA's reigning MVP, dominant from the get-go, leading the Las Vegas Aces to a 112-100 road win over the Atlanta Dream. Asia Wilson, she shot 16 of 23 from the field, made 20 of 21 from the free throw line to tie the league's single-game scoring record at 53 points. She also added 7 rebounds and 4 block shots for good measure. The 29-4 Aces continue their 4-game road trip tomorrow against the Chicago Sky. With this past July being one of the hottest months on record for Las Vegas, many expected their power bills to be high, but maybe not this high. NV Energy officials say the average bill for a single-family home last month was $376, $188 for an apartment. That's higher than power company officials were guesstimating. Energy officials say increased demand and higher energy costs resulted in those higher power bills. The utility says it had to buy more than 30% of its energy from the open market, where the costs were 15% higher than the same time last year. Meanwhile, NV Energy is giving you a bit of your money back. The utility has filed a rate decrease with the Public Utilities Commission that will take effect in October, run through the end of the year. The average decrease for Southern Nevada customers, just more than 1%, reducing a single-family residential bill by $1.20 a month. The rate decreased, the first one in the last 5 quarters for NV Energy. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're off and running here on the Wednesday morning commute. No accidents report actually on the freeways, though in North Las Vegas, if you're exiting 15 southbound to Lake Mead Boulevard, in reports of one accident on that off-ramp there, southbound 15 to Lake Mead Boulevard. On the surface streets, east side accident at hit-and-run at Charleston and Nellis. Starting to fill up through the resort corridor, most of that on I-15 southbound. Braking starts right around Spring Mountain all the way down toward Tropicana. Got a slight chance of showers before 5 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, sunny with temperatures returning to the mid-90s this afternoon. Light breezes throughout the valley. 77 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out.
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday. It's hump day. It is debate day in Milwaukee. We're going to be talking a lot about what's going to be going on tonight in Milwaukee. It's the first GOP presidential debate. We'll talk about that. I was fascinated by a new study that was produced by the Epoch Times. It indicates that hundreds of billions of dollars in federal subsidies for electric vehicle production are merely for corporate giveaways. They're not doing what they were intended to do. This is a technology that is 120 years old, and yet people are treating it like a new technology. It's new to a lot of us, but it's not working. And you've got auto manufacturers who are in the process of losing billions of dollars. We have a glut of product that's on the lot even as we speak. Joining us now, Kevin Stockland. He is an investigative reporter, former investment banker. He joins us. I know, Kevin, you have you've followed this story for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about this new study by the Epoch Times and what it is showing?
Yeah, well, there's actually the research was done by an organization called Good Jobs First, and they are a labor supporting organization. And they basically did a study of these new EV plants that are being EV assembly plants that are being put up in the United States by automakers. And they found that in order to get jobs that are going to pay between $45,000 and $55,000 a year, it is costing between $2 and $7 million per job.
That is incredible. Why the low pay? I don't understand. I thought we were supposed to be getting high paying green jobs out of this deal.
Yeah, exactly. So these jobs are all below the industry average of what they pay for workers who make the internal combustion engine cars. You know, why they are paying so little, I don't really know. But, you know, one of the hallmarks of industrial policy, not only is it hugely wasteful, but the insiders tend to get rich. And this looks like a case of that. This looks like the automakers are going to pocket quite a lot of money. They're not only getting money from the federal government, they're also getting money from the states to build these plants. But very little of it seems to be trickling down to the workers.
Am I right that this is technology that's been around for a long, long time?
More than 100 years. And electric vehicles never really took off. There's a number of problems with the technology. You know, we're seeing more of that as people buy them. You know, it's a niche market. So generally it's been over the past few years between 6% and I think they've gotten up to 8% of the market. And for people that are wealthy, they can afford them, they can charge them in their homes, and they live close to work, and they don't have to commute more than a half hour. You know, these vehicles might make a lot of sense. But it's not a mainstream product. The problem is through a combination of these kind of bribes and then the EPA regulations on emissions limits, they want to force two-thirds of the cars, the new cars, to be EVs, and they're putting the screws to the automakers to ensure that they are producing two-thirds of their fleet as EVs and phasing out internal combustion engines.
Okay, so what is the American public doing? All I hear, about price reductions from Ford. I see a glut of product on lots all across southern Nevada and across the country. Are the American people voting with their feet on this one?
Well, they're just not buying these vehicles in anywhere near those kind of numbers. So we are seeing them getting backed up on dealer lots. They're really not moving. The car makers are facing three enormous problems with EVs. One, people don't seem to want them in anywhere near those kind of numbers. Two, their ability to source the materials to make these batteries is highly questionable. To make one EV battery, you have to dig up about 250 tons of earth to get all the lithium and cobalt and all the other minerals that go into making these batteries. Of that, about 50 tons then gets sent over to China, where it all gets refined, all using CO2, diesel, and things like this. Then it gets shipped back to the U.S., where it's assembled in these assembly plants. But by the time you do this, you will need to drive that car generally between 6 to 8 years before it breaks even on all the carbon, all the CO2 emissions that it did in construction. So whether they can even source these materials is questionable. And then the third major issue is Can our electric grid charge this number of vehicles? And speaking to gentlemen at the FERC, which regulates utilities, he said there's not a single region of the United States that has the capacity to charge EVs in large numbers.
Again, Kevin Stockland joining us, investigative reporter and former investment banker. As a former investment banker, you deal a lot with money. How much money are we talking about here that the federal government is coughing up, which means that it's your tax dollars, my tax dollars, they're going to go to this boondoggle?
Well, estimates right now are about $200 billion, but it could end up going a lot higher. There are subsidies to the automakers. There's also some subsidies to buyers to go out and buy these things. You can get up to $7,000 off the cost of the vehicle. But then there's a ton of state money that's coming in, too, because they want to attract, you know, jobs into their state. So, but the estimate right now is somewhere around $200 billion.
And we talk about these low-paying green jobs. They were supposed to be high-paying green jobs. How does the government change all that?
Well, it doesn't seem to be changing that. And the sad thing is, to the extent that they're pushing automakers out of making internal combustion engine vehicles, that is a higher average wage than what they would earn with EVs. So we could well be seeing people losing those jobs, making cars that people actually want, to transition to jobs making less money, making cars that people don't seem to want. And the issue is, if people are not buying those cars, you're going to see a lot of bankruptcies in the auto industry, which means a lot of people are probably going to be out of work.
And am I right? A lot of these CEOs, these auto manufacturing CEOs, have staked their professional reputation on making this thing work. How long do they stick with it? When do they start admitting defeat?
Well, so Ford has already announced they expect to lose $4.5 billion on their EV fleet this year. How long can they continue to do that? We don't know. You know, this at this point is not a consumer-driven industry. This is becoming more of a government-driven industry. And as I said, the government is hitting them with a combination of bribes and then tighter regulations coming out of the EPA to force them. So in some ways, the automakers really have no choice. But the question is, how much money can they continue to lose before they end up going bankrupt and then come back for a bailout?
So they may be coming back for more money from the government.
I mean, the way that we all kind of expect this will end up is going to be some bankruptcies in the auto sector. And yeah, I think they will be coming to the government and say, hey, you forced us to do this. Now you got to bail us out.
I don't know, Kevin, if you've seen all of the really well-produced ads that make the EVs look really, really cool, but the fact is that they're falling on deaf ears. People just are not buying them. My question is, what can change the dynamics here? Is there something that needs to change, either in the way they are marketing such vehicles or something else involved in the process?
Well, you know, people are kind of discovering the dark side of these vehicles. So the first thing that people need to understand is, you know, don't buy them because you think you're doing anything for the environment. Measured at the tailpipe, there are no emissions. But when you take into account everything that goes into making them and then charging them through the grid, these are not environmentally friendly vehicles. So it's a question of convenience. But we're starting to hear horror stories of people who, you know, go on trips and then they have to spend the night in a hotel because their car charges, you know, overnight. And so we're also hearing horror stories of people who are buying these electric trucks from Ford, and then they have to drop another $15,000 to be able to set up their home so they can charge them, and all sorts of other money goes into them. By the time they're done, they've spent more than $100,000 on this vehicle. So the price tag is putting people off as well.
Are fossil fuel automobiles are they closing down plants? Are they firing workers with high paying auto jobs? I mean, is that going on now yet, or is that coming down the road a bit?
You know, we haven't seen too much of that yet, but I think it's in the cards. I mean, there are states like California, you know, Washington that are banning the sale of new internal combustion engine cars over the next decade. So we're going to start seeing some outright bans on those vehicles. And, yeah, those factories are going to have to close you know, in order to comply. So we haven't seen a ton of that yet, but I think that's going to be coming in the next few years.
And is this, so when you say the next few years, you mean like in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years?
I would say in the next decade as these regulations start to bite. You know, they're all supposed to phase in over the next decade.
How can we as consumers change this? How can we undo this? Is it a matter of just electing more people that don't buy into this EV nonsense?
Well, you know, consumers are having their voice just the same way they did with Bud Light and with Target and Disney. They're just not really buying these things. They don't really want them. They can't afford them. What we are seeing is people are holding on to their older vehicles longer. They're holding on to, you know, internal combustion engine cars longer and just not buying new cars if this is really all that's available. So that's how consumers are speaking out. As far as changing the industry, at this point, the industry is oriented toward the government almost as much as it is toward consumers. And so the automakers are more concerned about what the government wants them to do versus what consumers want them to do. The only way to change that really is to change the administration. You know, we've got the EPA regs coming down, and that Biden is not going to change that regardless of what happens to the auto industry.
Kevin, if folks want to know more about what you're up to, the work you're doing, and in particular on this particular topic, where can they go? How can they find you?
You can go to theepochtimes.com. My byline is Kevin Stockland. I write on this issue frequently, so they can check it out there.
Kevin, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin Stockland, investigative reporter, The Epoch Times, and what he says is exactly right, that these automakers are going to end up losing billions with a B of dollars. It's not even close. Stay where you are. We're going to talk about the debates coming up tonight. This is the first of a bunch of GOP debates. This one in Milwaukee. And I'd like to continue something that Hugh Hewitt was getting into just a few minutes ago on the radio station, and that is this whole notion that Trump is going to pay a political price. The fake news media, they want this to impact the race, because right now there is no race. Donald J. Trump is running away with the thing. And I want to find out if you think Donald J. Trump will have to pay a political price for not showing up in Milwaukee. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines. We're going to give you your first chance to react. And tomorrow morning on the show, I hope you'll be listening, because in our 6 o'clock hour, we're going to give you your first opportunity to sound off about who won the debate, the highlights from the debate. We'll have all of that for you coming up tomorrow on the radio program. But for now, I want to continue something that Hugh Hewitt was doing, and that is this whole thing of, is there going to be a political price to be paid by Donald J. Trump for not showing up, not being a part of the debate? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls in just a couple minutes. If you're a first-time caller, let Andy know. He will whisper it in my ear. Hey, we got a first-time caller. Then I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We'll do all that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. Here's that number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I will be live from Milwaukee on the day of the big Republican debate. We're going to break down everything surrounding the 8 guys, I guess 7 guys and 1 girl, who will be on the stage.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers.